So from the Gemara and Daf Yudalef Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanya.
Any legal document.
It sounds like you.
When today's the yard sign? Today's the yard sign? Was. Ah, yes. Atasefta. So found the Gemara and Daf Yudalef Amud Aleph. Yudalef Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanya.
Any legal document.
It sounds like you.
When today's the yard sign? Today's the yard sign?
Was.
Ah, yes. Atasefta. And Daf Yudalef Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. If you look on the right hand side in the margin, in the Masoras HaShas, it says Tosefta Perek Aleph, the first Perek in Gittin, Ayin Shom. Ayin Shom means that there's a problem. Ayin Shom means that there's a Shinui Nuscha there. There's a Shinui Girsa that's major. A major Shinui Girsa. Whenever it says Ayin Shom, it means a major Shinui Girsa. Sometimes not major first, it means here it says Abai, there it says Rav Zeira. There's a different name. So sometimes that's major, sometimes by us it's not so major. And but you sometimes when it says Ayin Shom means that there's a, here it says Osa, there it says Mutta. That's a, so here this talk, here there is a big problem that all Achronim have trouble with, that the Sefta, as it's printed in the back of the Gemara, the back of the Rif, doesn't say exactly the way the Gemara quotes it. So we'll read the way it says in the Braisa. Half of the Marmakimus are in brackets in the Masoras HaShas. Half are in brackets, half are not. On the first page they tell you why. On the Shar block in the Gemara, they tell you that all of the Marmakimus. Yeah. They tell you all of the Marmakimus and the Masoras HaShas, the same as the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah and the Torah Or. All of those Marmakimus were put together by Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, and those that are in brackets were added on later by Rabbi Shai Berlin. That's what it says. Umukof Machatzoy Ribuah. So this was added on later. Okay, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tanya Omer Rab Lozab Rab Yosi. Kach Omer Rab Shimel HaChachamim B'Tzidon. The Tanoim were sitting around the city Tzidon in Eretz Yisrael, and they were discussing what the din should be regarding Shtoros Olam B'Arkoy Shal Nochem. The Mishnah has a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rab Shimel. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Tanakama says that all the shtoris, all monetary documents that are issued by the secular courts can be relied on in Dini Mamanis, but not in Issa Behetta. Gita Noshim Shulchan Aruch Avodim is no good. Why is it no good? But if you'll give it in the presence of Eidim Mesira, then it should be good. If you hold Eidim Mesira Karas, the Gemara says, but there's a problem of Mizuif Mitoicha. Comes Rab Shimon and says, sometimes there's no problem of Mizuif Mitoicha either. Mizuif Mitoicha is Apsul de Rabbanon. Dil Moasa Lemismachalai Lemifzirinu Beidim Mesira. You may want to rely on them. Rab Shimon says, Afeluk Sherim, sometimes even Gita Nashim Shulchan Aruch Avodim is also acceptable if you'll give it in the presence of Eidim Mesira Yisrael. And the Gemara says, what's that case if it's Shemus Mufakim? If it's Shemus Mufakim, it's obviously non-Jewish names. So what's Shaycha Hashash, Dilma Asa L'mismach Alay? Tanakama holds that the Hashash is a Loi Plug Rabbanon. The Hashash, the Psul de Rabbanon applies even in a case where the Tamak Zera doesn't apply. Rab Shimon says, no, whenever the Tamak Zera applies, then the Zera applies. Whenever the Tam doesn't apply, then the Zera doesn't apply. Fine. So now the Braisa quotes a different version. That's not what happened. There was a machlokes Rab Shimon and a Chachamim, but on a different level. No, he says lanechluku in the generation before Rab Shimon and a Chachamim. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 pairs of talmidim, and they all died during the Svira time because lo noga kovet ze bezeh. And after ha'olam ha'yashamim, there was no ha'olam ha'terah. All of the tanoim, all the talmidim Rabbi Akiva, they all died. And then he started to teach Torah again, and he had a handful of Tanaim. So he had Rab Shimon Baichoy was one of the new Talmidim. He happened to die on Lag Baima in the middle of Sphere, but that wasn't the same time that the Talmidim died. That was years later. The Gemara says in Yevamos, in the end of Avo Yevimtoi. that if a person has fulfilled Pirei B'Rivya when he was young, he should have more than, he should try to have, if he can, he should have more than two children. And if a Rebbe was Mamid Talmidim when he was young, he shouldn't retire at a young age, he should try to have more Talmidim. Why? The Pasuk says in Kehelos, why? Because you can never tell which ones, you never know which children will be the good children, which Talmidim will be the good ones. So the Gemara gives the Mashal from Rabbi Akiva, that he had 24,000 pairs of Talmidim, and they all died in Pesach Latzeres, and he would have been left with nothing, his whole lifetime, his whole life's work was wasted. And then he started to be Marvitz Torah, and Reb Shimon, and Reb Yudin, all the famous Tanoim. Those were all Talmidim Reb Shimon of Rabbi Akiva the second time. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Chacham, Reb Shimon l'chachamim b'tzidin. Reb Shimon with the Chachamim had an argument about Arkoy Shal Nachrim. They were trying to figure out what was said in the previous generation. Reb Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. What did the Rabbeim have to say about this? So he said, this they all agreed. So we assume, how did the Gemara say before? They wouldn't sign, they wouldn't issue a document that's not authentic. So you can follow Zachani Akoy Shalnoch. Bafilu Gitanoshim Shachri Avadim is also good. Bafilu Gitanoshim Shachri Avadim, what happened to the Gzer the Rabbanon of Mizuyf Metoichos? So Rashi and Tosis said, no. Gitanoshim Shachri Avadim means if you give it Bifnei Eda Mesira, and it's Shemus Mufakim. Faktik, like we said before. So the Reb Shimon claims that everybody helped like that. In the Mishnah, that's Reb Shimon's disagreement with the Tanakama. Tanakama holds that it's a loy plug rabbanon. This gzera de rabbanon of mizuyf mitoichai. The reason for the gzera was dilma asel mismachalai. You may rely on the zede chasima to use them as zede mesira, but if it's obvious that they're nachrim, so the reason for the gzera shouldn't apply. So nonetheless, Tanakama holds that it's a loy plug, and Reb Shimon says that it's not a loy plug. So Reb Shimon claims that my opinion was held by all the Tanoim. In the previous generation, you people weren't there, Zokta to the other, his contemporary. I was there, Rabbi Akiva and the Tanoim, everybody agreed. What I'm saying over is Muskam l'choladeis, that if you have Eidim Esire and Shemus Mufakim, everybody's masking that it's good. Afilu Kitanoshim Shulchan Avodim is also good by Shemus Mufakim. When there was an issue, there was a debate. What was the debate? Ananda Maisel, Anech L'Kuela, when did the Tanaim have a disagreement? Bizban Shenasu Behedyot, if the Shtoris were not issued by the government court, but rather by private Nochrim. What's the dos? She Rabbi Akiva Machshir, Rabbi Akiva held that it's good. What do you mean? A Shtar that's signed by Nochrim is good?
They weren't signed by the Goyim. It was just, it was a private court, a private business.
No, the Hedyot means that it's not sponsored by the court. So what does it mean Rabbi Akiva says that it's good?
Private lawyer.
Yes, how can it be good? Oh, so Taisus said, Taisus claims that that's what it means. Vaita, Shemus Mufakim in Eidim Mesira. Shemus Mufakim in Eidim Mesira.
To support
the same thing is by Gita Noshim. So he says, if it's our quest, if it's a star in Didi Mominis, that was issued by the court, by the secular court. So it's good the way it stands. The shtar is good. Because we assume that they're not going to sign to a Dovash or Sheker. But if it's issued by a Hedyot, a Nochri Hedyot, then everybody agrees that it's possible. But Reb Shimon claims that this is a Machlekes HaTanaim. Rabbi Kiva holds, if you have Shemus Mufakim and Eidim Mesira, then there's no Chashash. Then Eidim Mesira will make the Kenyan effective. And the Chachamim hold that it's no good. The Chachamim Paislim, they hold that Eidei Mesira is no good because you have the chashash of what? What's the chashash? Mizuyef mitoichoi. That's the shaila that we had. The Ri said in the Tosfos on Yudam and Beis Chaspa B'Yalma, the Ri said the Gemara's kasha was Chaspa B'Yalma who it's the mizuyef mitoichoi. So we mentioned that the Feris Yankif was bothered with a problem that the Gemara before on the previous daf seems to say the Feris that mizuyef mitoichoi doesn't apply to Shar Shtori moment. This Mizuyf Mitoicha, the Mizuyf Mitoicha Krovim, if Krovim signed on the Shtori Mamin, that Mizuyf Mitoicha does apply to Shtori Mamin. But the Mizuyf Mitoicha, if Nochrim signed, that Psul doesn't apply to Shtori Mamin. So what does it mean over here, Vachachamim Paislim? So Tosis explains like this. This Tosis Leinechlukul. It's very unclear. It's very unclear. Tosis ends off, he thinks that that's Pshat. See the last line of the Tosis, Leinechlukul. He thinks that that's what it says in the Gemara, but he's not sure. Not sure that it doesn't say Beferish. So he thinks like this: by Shtore Momin, if it would be Biarkos, then it would be good the way it is. Then you wouldn't need Eidim Mesira. You follow Zahani Yarkos, that's the Mishnah. Shtore Zahalim Yarkos is good. What are you going to say? A Shtar Momin that's not Biarkos, you should follow Zah on Eidim Mesira. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rely on Eidim Mesira. So Chachamim say no. If you'll allow Shtari Mammon to be accepted, if they're given over Bifnei Eidei Mesira, then there's a chashash, not because Mizrif Metecha, there's a chashash, people will mix up one Shtar Mammon with the other. So they'll think that Shtari Mammon are good, even if it's not our cause. They won't realize that you need Eidei Mesira. They know that a Shtar Mammon is good without Eidei Mesira Yisrael, if it's our cause. So you got to tell them that sometimes the Shtar Mammon is good even if it's not our cause, if you have Eidei Mesira. Oh. So that people will forget that condition. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva says, if it's Shemus Muvhokim and you gave the Shtar Rov in the presence of Eidei Mesira, so you ignore the fact that it's signed by Nochrim. You had Eidei Mesira, Yidin, and Shemus Muvhokim, so you're not going to be lying, there's nothing to worry about. And Chachamim Kamad Anayik Zera, Anayik Hashash. Was the Hashash not so much Mizuik Mitter, but rather a different word? By Shtari Momin, since our Kois is good, so if you'll allow. If you'll allow a shtar that's oila ayudei had yaitis, the shtar was written not by the courts, it was written by your private nochrim. If you allow that with a condition, the condition is that you need Eidei Mesira, the Shemus Muvhokim, so people will forget about the condition. That's how the Gedolim used to say in the last 100 years, that if you give a heter with a condition,
the condition forget.
The people will remember the heter and they'll forget the condition. Another 2-3 years, they'll forget that it's only mutra under these circumstances. So you have to make up new gzeiris as long as that, because you can't. In what sense there'll be a difference?
There's no kinyan.
Why not? Mechira is also kinyan.
Originally we said that shtore mechira is a letai eita mechira.
Yeah.
Barachuah.
The Gemara before had two lashanas, where the shtari mechira are good.
But the
first answer was that it would be good because of dina machusa. Yes, so dina machusa is only if it came from our court. If it comes from hadyaitis, it's not good. Here you make Adiyah and say, there the Gemara thought, according to the first suggestion, the Gemara thought dina machusa makes a good kinyan even though there's no Eidei Mesira Yisrael. If the Goyish government declares, we wouldn't make any requirements. If the Goyish government declares that this is a valid Kenyan, so we would accept it. Dina Machusadina would even be accepted as a valid Kenyan. And our Gemara is talking when you have Eidei Mesira. Our Tosef is talking when you have Yiddish Eidei Mesira. So the Eidei Mesira will make it into a Shtar Kenyan, or the Eidei Mesira will know what it says in the Shtar, so it will be able to serve as a Shtar Rai, whatever. Whether it's a Shtar Kenyan or Shtar Rai, the Yiddish Eidei Mesira will accomplish that it should be meaningful. That's how the relearns pshat. Kain nirulari lefarshitas, it means that he's not sure. He thinks that that's the machlokes. That Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Akiva says, if you have Eidei Mesira, v'shemus mufakim, what is it? It'd be good. And the Chachamim are afraid. No, if you'll allow this kula with this in this condition, the people will not understand that it's only mutar with that condition, because they know that there's a shtaras olam yarkoyes is good. So the thing shtaras olam be'alidei hadyotis is also good. When did the Chachamim feel that you have to make this new chashash and not agzere? When did they hold like this? Only by shtori mamin, where shtoris biarkois are good. So then there's a chashash, if you'll approve shtoris aidei hadyotis that is signed by regular goyim, that have shemus mufakim and eidei mesira yisrael, then people will think, oh, you don't even need the eidei mesira. But by gitin nashim shechuri avadim, Aidei Arkois is no good. So everybody knows you always need Eidei Mesira. So then the Chachamim would be makel by that. Chutz mikitin nashim shechura avodim, there is no reason to be choishish. Fakir from what we would have thought, yeah. We would have thought that. Avadim, we would have thought, gitin nashim shechura avodim, you have to be machmedeh. The Taisis explains in the Gemara. No. the Chachamim made a gzeir over here because shtari mammon is good biarkoes, and now you're going to say shtar idea hediyotis is sometimes good with the two conditions edim misiri Yisrael. And Seamus Mufakum, so if you'll allow it with the conditions, so they'll forget about the conditions. They'll think that our koyis, but by Gita Noshech Shech HaRav Odim, it's never good with our koyis. Everybody will always understand that you always need the Eidim Yisrael. Everybody will know that you need the conditions. So this is what Reb Shimon claims. He says, what I said in the Mishnah, that was never debated. There was a different machlokes, Rabbi Kiva Nachachamim, about Exer, by Shtari, Mamet, Aganse Meis. But by Gita Noshech Shech HaRavonim, everybody agreed that Ayidei Eidim Messiri B'Shemis Mufakman is no problem. Now comes the next line in the Tosefta, is the problematic line, that in the way it's printed in the back of the Rif, it's not the way it says here in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Gamliel Loim, Rav Shimon Gamliel has a new problem. Rav Shimon, whom we just quoted now, that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Baal HaZoyer. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon Gamliel Loim Mer, he disagrees with Rav Shimon. He says, you want to be Mekel with Seamus Mufakim? I hold that that's no good. You can't be like the Gemara said, the Tanakama doesn't hold from Seamus Mufakim. He holds that it's a loiflu. So that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. And this Brisa, he's the same as the Tanakama. He says, don't tell me that Rabbi Kiva and Chacham, they all agree, Seamus Mufakim, and Eidim Misira is no problem. No, not true. When would I agree with you? When would I say that if you have Gita Noshim, Shechuri Avadim, we're Nochrim signed, and if you give it Bifnei Eidim Misira, it's good? That's only if the government passed the law that Jews are never allowed to sign on any documents at all. So it's biyodua, it's a dead giveaway. that we know that the Eidim are always goyim. So no one will ever think, I have a minute, that you can rely on them. But if you have a community where sometimes Eidim sign the documents and sometimes goyim sign, so even if it's Seamus Mufakim, and it seems like there's nothing to be goyzer about, everybody will know that it's a goy Flanagan, whatever, everybody knows it's a goyish name, who will have a wild imagination of a dream that you can rely on them, Zakhtene, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Seamus Mufakim is not a cooler. Afeluk Sherim only, when do you say, Gitanoshim Shachuri Avadim, there's no Gzeirah, that it's kosher? Only when, in a community where the government doesn't allow Jews to sign the Shtar. So it's Dachlor V'Detog. It's absolutely obvious that the people who signed on Nochem, you're not going to rely on them, Fedim Isir. Abba Machem Shay Yisrael Chaisman, but in a community in such a country, where the government does allow Jews to sign shtaris, so even if the people who signed are goyim with Seamus Mufakim, there's still a chashash. Dil ma'asav mismach alayv loy. Then you have the gzeira. Then you don't. Al mak m'shei yisrael chayismim loy. Feg mar kasha. We don't understand. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is disagreeing with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the other Tana. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is the Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon says, Seamus Mufakim, there's nothing to be worried about. We suggested last week, Reb Shimon Dorish Taima Dekor, even on the level of Deraisa, he doesn't make so many loy flukes. So called the Tikkur Rabbanan came, Deraisa Tikkur on the level of the Rabbanan also. Whenever the reason for the Gzeirah doesn't apply, so the Gzeirah doesn't apply. And the Chachamim usually hold loy dashina Taima Dekor. On the level of Deraisa, usually Dinim go as a loy fluke. All the mitzvahs atar apply, even in circumstances where the Tama mitzvah doesn't apply. So called the Tikkur Rabbanan came, Deraisa Tikkur, so 99% of the Gzeirah is the Rabbanan, 95% or so. The Gzeres Darabonah were made as a loyfluk. So Freg de Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel makes a loyfluk. He doesn't like Reb Shimon's Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says there's no loyfluk. If it's Seamus Mufakman, the time Gzeres doesn't apply, the Gzeres doesn't apply. Shimon Gamliel doesn't agree. He's the Chachamim and the Mishnah doesn't agree. So why is he makel in this case? If you have a community or a whole country where the government does not allow any Jews to sign. Why doesn't he make the gzera there as well? Mokam Shein Yisrael Chaismim Nami Ligzer Ata Mokam Shein Yisrael Chaismim. If he makes a loyplug by Seamus Mufakim, Reb Shimon Gamliel says you have to make a loyplug, that the gzera the Rabbanon applies even in a situation where the Tamak gzera doesn't apply, so why doesn't he make a loyplug? He should passel Roy Shech Simis in all countries, Ata those countries where they do allow Jews to sign the documents. It's a dil masal mismach alai. He may forget and think that you can rely on. He may forget and think that they're Jews. And for the Gemara name, Reb Shimon Gamliel goes like this: Shma b'shma mechlet. One name with another name, you may confuse. Even though it says Flanagan, there are some Jews who have a name Flanagan, Gershon is guy. Has the name Flanagan? You can have Seamus Mufakman, absolutely. What did Gemara say? Herman. Yeah. Gemara says Herman is absolutely a goyish name. We have Jews with the name Herman. Lewis. Gemara says Lucas. Lewis. We have Jews with the name Lewis. Yeah. Lewis. Lucas. All these names. So even so Reb Shimon Gamliel doesn't disagree with Reb Shimon in principle. He doesn't disagree with Shimon Gamliel in principle. He just disagrees in application. He says, Shmo b'shmo mechlef. He wouldn't want to be mekel in a case of Seamus Mufakim to say that there's no chashash. No, the chashash even applies by Seamus Mufakim. Or by Asra b'Asra le mechlef, one city with another city. In this community, they never allow, the government doesn't allow the Jews to sign any documents at all, period. So it's not shach that anyone would rely on the signatures. Everybody knows that the signatories were not Jewish. So that's what the Gemara says. It's not that Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees in principle with Reb Shimon. He holds that you always have to make a loy plug. No, then his compromise would make sense. Because it depends whether the Jews are ever allowed to sign the document or not. He holds also like Reb Shimon that you don't make a loy plug over here. But he holds that Shmo b'Shmo Mechlef. He's concerned about it. Okay. That's how Tosis read this Tosefta. It's a very unclear Tosefta. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's say I have a document that says that you owe me $50,000, and the document, all the signatories, all the Edema signed on the bottom, I wrote Nochem, no Yidin signed it at all, but it was issued by the secular court. So the Mishnah says, we assume that it's an authentic document, that you really owe the money. So the Mishnah only says it by Shtaris Olam B'Arkois, if it was issued by the court. What if it was Aideh HaDyoitis, then it's no good. What if the document was issued by a legal firm, 150 partners in this firm. No, on the stationery in the firm, all Goyish partners and 25 lawyers signed it. Would that be acceptable or not? So Ravina thought that that's okay. Lav Davke, when the Mishnah says it has to be Arkois, it has to be the government court that's sponsored by the government. Ravina Sovel Achshure, Bichnuf Yosa Daramoy, when there's a group of Nochrim who seem to be responsible. Amalei Rafram, say Rafram disagreed and said no. The Tanoim were only Mekel if it's our court tonight. The only time the Mishnah is Mekel if it's from the court. Anything less than the court is not acceptable.
Why should you consider officers of the court anyway?
Pardon me?
They
all are considered.
Yeah, but that's only about an ad court. It's not the court.
In those days, it was still
okay. But Mustafa, it's not enough to be considered our court.
When the court is in session, then they're officers. But the last time, they're not officers.
No, even if they are, whatever. Yeah, even if they are, but it's still not the same as our court.
It's official. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my Rav has an udin. Hai shtara parso. Let's say you have a shtar that's written in a foreign language. Is that acceptable or not? Is that acceptable or not?
Shtar mumin we're talking about?
Yeah, shtar mumin written in Persian. Written in Persian. Rather, there's a Mishnah later.
What's that for? Another country.
Why should it be a different?
No, in Persia. Yeah, they lived in Persia. Yes. Yeah, so is there anything wrong with the Persian shtar? So the Mishnah says that a get can. The Mishnah in the end of the Masechta says a get can be written in Ivris or Yevanis. Ivris or Yevanis, they're both acceptable. So the Lachar Yevanis means that all languages are good. I'll be pashtus. Unless you say, right, the Mishnah says in Megillah that the Sefer Torah, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I think, you can only lahitir licht of svarim ele yivanis bovad, that you can only write Tanakh, mezuzah, tefillin mezuzah can only be written ksav ashuris. You can't write a tefillin mezuzah in translation. You can daven in translation, convention translation. You can be Yetzi Krishma if you say it in proper translation, but you can't write a tefillin mezuzah in translation. But what about a Sefer Torah? What if you write a Sefer Torah in translation? Would it be good or not? Would it have Kedusha Sefer Torah? So that's a Machloikas HaTanaim. We pass like the Tanah Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lahitir Lichter Eli Yivonis Bulvad. You can either write a Sefer Torah in the original Hebrew Ksav Ashuris or in Ksav Yivonis. How do you know Yivonis was single? That, because of the Pasuk, Yafta Vakim Liyefes, Yishke Liyol Hashem. So there's a small group of Rishonim. When we learned Masechah Shabbos, we discussed a little small group of Rishonim who say that the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, you're only in violation of Kosev Menat Torah on Shabbos. It's a Malach of Ksiva only if you write in Ksav Ashuris or in Ksav Yevanis. Ksav Yevanis. When the Mishnah says in Shabbos, HaKosev B'chol Loshen is Chayev. Chayev means that it's a Malach of Deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, that means transliteration. I'll write, let's say, in Hebrew letters, I'll write Algemeine Journal. Yeah. I'll write Yiddish in Hebrew letters. Or Ladino, let's say, in Hebrew letters. Or I'll write some other language in Yevonis, in Greek letters. So the only characters, the only alphabet that the Halacha recognizes as Ksav would be Ksav Ashuris, the letters of Alabes, Ksav Ashuris, like in the Sefer Torah, and Ksav Yevonis. We recognize all languages. You can use Hebrew letters to write Yiddish or to write English or whatever, but we wouldn't accept English letters as Ksav. So that's the question. Is a shaykh to say that a shtar, a get that's written in another language is no good? The Mishnah only says a get can be written Ivris, yes, and a get can be written Yevonis. What if the get is written Persian?
English.
Is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara says Beferish that is good. Here the Gemara happens to be speaking about other shtaris. But the Gemara says later the same thing by a get. If a get is written in Shal Hashem, it's also good. And that's not considered a chiddush because the Mishnah says that Yevonis is good. Aramis is a foreign language, yeah, but it's the same letters, it's the same alphabet. That's another problem that you bring up. There's a machlek, is the Ramam and the Raivi. What if you have a get that's nichta b'shtei l'shoynes? Let's say I have a get, half of it is written in Hebrew, half of it is written in English. Would that be good or not? So even if you should say that that's no good, but by us, the whole get is written in Hebrew characters. Half of it is written in Hebrew, half of it is written in Aramaic. So that's not considered Shtei L'Shoynes. The Ramah writes in Ebn Ezra that that's called Rabbinic Hebrew. That's a third language. There's Hebrew, and then there's Aramaic, and then there's Rabbinic Hebrew. Rabbinic Hebrew is a blend of Hebrew and Aramaic.
It's a new...
Some Rishonim claim that by Hilchas Shabbos, one is only a violation of the Melacha Ksivim in HaTorah if he uses either the alphabet of Ksav Ashuris or the alphabet of Greek. And if you use another alphabet, that's only Ksivim in the Rabbanah. The Ramah quotes such an opinion in Hilchas Shabbos. Oh, we learned it before in Gittin. Oh, we learned it over here, about Kaisman Olavon. That's what we discussed.
I thought anybody yelled at the Ramah.
Right, and the Mishnah Berurah didn't like it, and the Aruch HaShulchan says it was put in by the printers. The Ramah never said it. The printers smuggled it in.
About the language, getting two languages.
There is a machlek, as the Ramam and the Ravid, I get you, nichta b'shtei l'shoynes, is it good or not? So that's, we are machmen that it's no good. So that's why when we have a get, let's say, the Mishnah says later in Gittin, when you write the get, you have to write all the nicknames. So let's say the man or the woman have all kinds of nicknames that you can write easily in English, but writing in Hebrew is very complicated. How do you spell these nicknames in Hebrew? So why not solve the problem? Write the whole get in Hebrew except for the nicknames, all the names of the nicknames. You write in English. So the Achranim say, no, we're machmir to be yotze the shittas haramam that a get shenichta b'shtei l'shoynes is not accepted. And if you're going to write, even it's not even nichta b'shtei l'shoynes, 95% of the get is in Hebrew characters, and just a word here and there is going to be in English. So we don't accept that. Not only do we not accept that, if it's written, half of it is written in one alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, half is written in the English alphabet, the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch there's another problem. Even if the whole get is written in Aleph Beis, in the Ashuris alphabet, but part of it is Hebrew and part of it is French, transliterated into Hebrew letters.
For example, you have a name Jacques, which is spelled Zayin Shin Aleph Kuf.
Okay, so that's how we do it. But
that's
instead
French.
Of.
But it's being written in the Hebrew.
Yeah, as long as it's
a name.
No, a name is a name.
A name, it doesn't matter.
Name is a name. Would have been easier for us to write it in French.
Yeah.
Would have been easier for us to. Jack. J-A-C-K. Would have been easier to write it in English. Why do you have such tsaras writing it? It's very hard. We don't have a. Right. But still, we insist on writing all of the names in Hebrew because if you write in two different alphabets, according to some Rishonim, that's not acceptable.
It's not Hebrew, it's in French, but it's in Hebrew letters.
No,
a name is a name. If you write a name in another alphabet, then you're going to have a problem of Shtei L'Shoynes.
So you can write a French name, an English name, but transliterate.
You have to transliterate.
Only
but
by
even,
name.
But even if you transliterate, you still have a problem. If I'm going to write half of the get, the whole get will be in Hebrew characters, Aleph Beis. But half of the get will be in Hebrew, and the other half of the get will be in French. Or in English, transliterated into
sure.
Hebrew letters.
But not the word, but that's the body of the name.
The text, not the names. The text. That's also, we wouldn't accept such a get. We would be chayshish at that get is puzzle. So the Ramah asks, so all of our gitna puzzle then? Because although the whole get is written in Hebrew letters, Tzav Ashur is, but half of the get is written in Hebrew, half of the get is written in Aramaic. So even though it's a one in the same uniform characters, but it's two different languages, so the Rambam answers, no, that's a third language. Rabbinic Hebrew is a third language. There's Hebrew and there's Aramaic, there's Rabbinic Hebrew, not a language, like Yiddish. Yiddish is a little German and a little Russian and a little Polish and a little Hebrew.
Why can't they make it all Hebrew? Why does they have to? No,
it's not as
is it possible if you make it all
to
Hebrew, it
would be good. You can do it. No. You can convert it back. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, they converted the Ksuba into Hebrew. A lot of the Ksuba is Aramaic. Right. So they converted a lot of the Ksuba into Hebrew. The start of the day will come that we'll switch the whole get into Hebrew also. What do we have to have? Years ago, they have in 2nd Peter Talmudit on the get. They have old Gittin from centuries ago. That are all in Hebrew, without Aramaic. But the Gemara has the Loshon. Gemara on the end of Gittin, around Pei Zayin, the Gemara has the Loshonis that we use. That's already from the days of the Gemara. So the Pashtas, the Gemara, and the Mishnah. So very the Machlokes that we had, the Machlokes HaTanaim, between Rab Shimon Bar Yochai and the Tanakhama. Tanakhama apparently Rab Shimon Gamliel, the other town in the Brice. Rab Shimon says that when you have Shemus Mufakim, so the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply. Everybody knows that the Goyishanim. So since the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, Gzera doesn't apply. And the Chachamim seem told, no, it's a loy plug Rabbanon. Even when the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera still does apply. How do we paskin? So the way the Mishnah presents it is Rab Shimon is presented as if he's the Shita Sayochid, and the Tanakam is anonymous. So it sounds like it's Yochid V'Rab. The Pashta says you should paskin like the Chachamim. So the Rashba quotes that's what it should be, Alpi Pashtus, that a Mizuyif Mitecha should apply even in the situation of Shemus Mufakim. The only thing is that some Rishonim claim that the next Shtika LeGemara seems to be based on the assumption that the din is like Rab Shimon. That's the question. How do you read the next piece of Gemara? How do you read the Gemara that's coming up? Boy Menei Rish Lakish Rab Yechanan. Rish Lakish had a Shaila of Rab Yechanan. So you have to know what is the premise of the Ibaya and what was the pshitas of the Ibaya. Very complicated Gemara. This Gemara also, you see the top taste is the Ri. He ends off, Kein the Ri. He thinks that's pshat. Not sure. The Rashba quotes a Rashbam. Rashba quotes a Rabbeinu Shmuel that there are more than four pshatim on the Gemara and they're all wrong and he's going to give a different pshat. That's how he starts off. Yes, and me Abba Pirushim. I don't know what's more than four, five, six. I don't know what he means. He writes, the Rashbam writes, there are more than four pshatim on the Gemara that he saw, b'ksav, and they're all wrong, and he's going to give the correct pshat. The question is, can you tell from this shtikla Gemara
what's going on?
That the halacha is like Rab Shimon. Pashtus, when you have a machlegis, Rab Shimon, achachamim, it's a pashtus, says you don't pass like Rab Shimon. Whatever the issue is, you should pass in Yochav Erab, and Lachav Erab. What's the shayla? Nachamach. Resh Lakish asks the question of Rabbi Yechanan. What's the din? You have a get. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. This is Talmud Bavli was composed in Bavel, but Rabbi Yechem and Shlokesh both lived in Eretz Yisrael. So he asks him a shayla, Eidim hachasumi malaget. Rashi says, me Eretz Yisrael bo. Top Rashi. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't say the get came from America. Sounds like everything, the husband, the Eidim, everybody lives in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't sound like it's from Chutz Lord. So what's the shayla? Eidim hachasumi malaget. Ushmoisam kishmois avdi kachavim. And the names of the Eidim sounds like Goyish names. Mahu, what's the din? What's the shayla? It doesn't tell you what are the premises, what's the issue. So one of these four pshatim, that's what the Rashba quotes. One of the a significant group of Rishonim are of the opinion, he's asking, if you have Shemus Mufokim, by Yemekel, by Mizuyif Mitaychoi. If you have a shtar that's signed by a nachri, even if you give it in the presence of Edom Asiri, so it's no good. But Reb Shimon says, if Shemus Mufokim is Flanagan, whatever mulligan, such an obviously goyish name, then you don't worry about the... So here we're talking with the rar Edom Asiri. He's giving the shtar, giving the get to his wife. Rashi writes, Ma'olach shure de Edom Asiri. Can you rely on the Edom Asiri? Do you have to be concerned about the Mizuyif Mitoichai? Because the name is Akishmois Avdi Kachavim. It sounds like the Goyisha name. So what's the din? Is it good or not? So what's the answer? Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan answers, the only case we ever had was, Leboli Adena Ela Lucas Velus, The Hichsharnu, we paskin that it's good. Why? The Dafka Lucas will lose the Lashkichi Yisrael, the Maski Bishma Asayu. This is Mamma Shemis Mufakama. Zah, Goyish and Amen. No Jew ever has that name. So, in other words, Reb Yechanan paskin is like Reb Shimon.
Yeah.
Reb Yechanan is paskin like Reb Shimon. When you have Shemis Mufakim, then you don't worry about Mizuyif Mitoichad. But
obviously
if it's.
You're dealing with a situation where you cannot locate these witnesses to testify.
To ascertain whether they're Jewish or not Jewish, yeah. Yeah.
So the
first, all Shemus Mufakim. He says, I never had an experience.
The only case
that ever came up was this, and we passed in Lahakel, but who had the name any case of Shemus Mufakim? So that's what the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara sounds like. That Rish Lakish was asking Rabbi Yechanan, what's the din of Mizuyif Mitoichai? When does it apply? Are there any coolers in Mizuyif Mitoichai that you can rely on Edim Assyria? Even though the goyish signatures, so he says if a shemis mufakim came as a chvalos and after Reb Shimon, the halacha is like Reb Shimon. That's the pasha pshat. So the other rishonim don't like that pshat. Ah, na'im aisi, he passed like Reb Shimon. Why should he pass like Reb Shimon? So they say you can't tell from this gemara anything. How does the gemara? That's a simple reading. Dafka lukas v'luz below shchich yisrael. It's very uncommon. The maski bishmo hasayu. What do you mean? Shemis mufakim means that it's a dead giveaway that he's a goy. The Gemara doesn't say that. Shemis mufakim. Gemara says the lo maski, the lo shchichi. So it's not common.
Yeah, it means
that
it
can happen. Can happen. But that's not Shemis mufakim. Yeah, Shemis mufakim is 100% klor v'detog. They're not yidin. That's a problem. According to these rishonim, that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Shlokesh asks, is there ever a kula? In Mizuyif Mitoichai, and he answers, yeah, the kula is like Reb Shimon. Whatever Shemis Mufakim came and make Olzayin. Is that what it says in the Gemara? It says, the Shchichi Yisrael, it's very uncommon that Jews should have that. Abul B'Shema Asachrini, but in other names, the Shchichi Yisrael, the Mashki B'Shema Asayu, Loi. Why? Because then you have the Chashash of Mizuyif Mitoichai. That's how you read the Gemara. So that's why the Rajbo quotes this Rajbam. The Rajbo quotes the Pirush Rajbam, a totally different shot. No, an under pshat. Says the whole din of Shemis Mefakim is only a din midrabbanan. It's not a din minatari. If you give the get was written by a yid. Meretach, the get was written l'shmo by a yid. The only thing is it was signed by goyim. So dal mehacha. So you ignore the goyish signatures. You give it in the presence of Edom Asirish, it should be good. The get was written by a yid l'shmo. Hand it off in the presence of Edom Asirish, it should be good. You have the gzeira derabbanan. Mizuyif Mitoichai is no good. Adin de Rabbanon is only if you know for sure that it's signed by Goyim. What if you have a Sveika de Rabbanon? Is the cool? Sveika de Rabbanon cool. So that's what Rish Lakish was asking.
Why,
yeah.
Why do the Edom Asirish study?
No, the Shliach Lailocha, let's say.
Mizuyif Mitoichai.
No, you don't have to say which one else.
What did they observe?
Let's say the Baal gives. The Baal gives the get in person. The Baal gives the get. Doesn't remember.
The question is whether the get is good.
He says the prominent rabbi wrote the get. So the Baal gives the get, or the Shliach Lailocha gives the get to the Isha. So, and he's giving it in the presence of Edom Asirish. On the level of the Raisa, the get is good. The Shaila is, but maybe you have a problem on Mizuyif Mitoichai. We're not sure that the people who signed that goyim are yid. Maybe they eat. The names are like goyim. So on the one hand, maybe you should say Sveika Darabon Lakula. Sveika Darabon Lakula. But you only say Sveika Darabon Lakula if it's a Sofik HaShofel. What if Abba Sofik is something as kosher a treif? And the likelihood is that it's probably treif. The Rav is that it's treif. So then you don't say Sveika Darabon Lakula. So what could the right be over here? Shteita get, and it says Flanagan and Mulligan. So you're going to say Sveika Darabon Lakula. What? Sveika Darabon Lakula. How many Jews have the name Flanagan? How many Jews have the name Mulligan? So the right is that it's Pasul. So you shouldn't say Sveika Darabon Lakula. Huh? The right is that it's Goyish Sheikh Sima. No, some Rishonim learned, the Rashba quotes, one group of Rishonim learned, that's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan. What's the din? If you have Mizuyif Mitoichai, is there ever any kula? So Rabbi Yechanan said, yeah, if a Shemis Mufakim, you can be Meikel. And he gave these there as an example. Lucas Velus are the two examples that he had experience on. And who are the Nami, all the others, Herman and all the other Goyish names, Shemis Mufakim, you make.
They might be used for the
because the whole reason why you're not allowed to use a get that has Mizuyif Mitoichai, because he may use an Fredi Mesira. But if it's obviously a Goyish name, so everybody will know not to rely on an Fredi Mesira. So that's one pshat in Rishonim. But the other Rishonim want to avoid that. They say, no, We should pass like Rav Shimon. Why? Why should Rav Yechanan pass like Rav Shimon? They don't accept that. They say you can't tell it all. This Gemara has nothing to do with Shemus Mefakim. Why? Sananda Maisa, the Gemara is raising a question. You only Mizayif Metech is only a Din Derabbanan. It's only a Gzeir Derabbanan. It's not a Psul Deraisa. The Gemara said on the previous Daf, Mizayif Metech is only Derabbanan on Daf Tes on the base. So if you have a Sufik, I have a Get and it has two signatures on the map. Sounds like Goyish names, but maybe the Yiddish names. We don't know. So if you have a suffix, then the din should be that Sveika de Rabban al-Kul. But you only say Sveika de Rabban al-Kul if you have a suffix ha-shokul, if you have a suffix ha-korav levadai. If you have a rave in one direction or the other, so this nishken oi suffix. It's oi suffix, so you go basarai. So that's what the Rajbam says over here. On the one hand, Flanagan and Mulligan, that's a suffix ha-shokul, 50-50 with his yidna goyim, mistama de goyim. On the other hand, there is a rave. He says, who is Masada the Get? Zokta, the Agudas Rabbanan is Masada the Get. The status Rabbanan is Masada the Get. What shaykh that they took Goyim? The rave is that when you have a Masada the Get, Mistama they have to, they're not going to make a puzzle again. So you have a rave, Keneged rave. You have a rave that Flanagan and Mulligan sounds, the rave is that they're Goyish names, and there must have been Goyim who signed. So the rave indicates that it's puzzle. But you have another rive that Masadri Gittin, how did the Gemara say?
They wouldn't take.
How did the Gemara say? Rive Sifra the Dina Migma Gemiri, Rive Dayanim. Okay.
So why is Rav Yechanan saying only these two names?
So,
because it's a case.
So what does he say? If this is the Shaila, what was the Tshuva? 1 minute. If this is the Shaila, let's read again the suffix. And the names sound like Goyisha names, but we're not sure. What's the din? If it's a suffix, Shemus is suffix Mizayif Metechai. A Vaday Mizayif Metechai would be possible. What's the din of a suffix Mizayif Metechai? Would you say Sveika de Rabban al-Kula? So what is the answer? Oma Leiloi, Boli, Adenu, Alalukas, Velus, Vihechsharnu. He said we once had such a shaila. Someone came to me to do the mesiris I get, and I looked at the chsimis, and it's such funny names. So he says v'dafke lukas v'luz v'lo shchichi Yisrael. He's not saying Shemus Mefakim. He's saying a different thing. The mesara haget would fall in. He says mesara haget would fall in. Take lukas v'luz. Obviously, they must have been Jewish. He's mad if that rive over this rive. Lucas Velus, the rive is, on the one hand you have a rive, there must have been going, but on the other hand, he says that it's how could it be that the Masara get would make a
can't
get with going? Can't be going. That's what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say.
I would have fight any name. Even Shemus Mefakim, you would always assume that
the
would never allow me.
Let's say Smith. Smith is usually a Goyisha name. Sometimes you have
Jewish
people.
But it can be a
Goyisha
name.
You shouldn't have taken him.
But it's a kasha against
the Pshat. The Rajbo asked the kasha. He says he doesn't understand. The Masara get, doesn't he? Yes, doesn't he? Always find out. Can he look at them? Do they have face? Do they have tzitzis? What do they look like? It's a kasha against the Pirush Rajbam. But that's how the Rajbam learns. But if the name is Smith, the Shechichis of the Maskin Shema Sayu, Loi, then what? That since Smith is Roboi Akum, so the Roif, we have a Roif Keneged Roif over here. You have on the one hand Smith, the likelihood is that he's a Goy. On the other hand, you have a Roif, what? The Masara get would never fall in. He would never use apostolates. If it's Lucas for Lewis, that's very far fetched. So the Masara get would certainly have asked him in advance to check to make sure that he's a Yid. So we assume that that rive is stronger, but if the name is Smith, maybe he fell in. Maybe he fell in, maybe he thought Smith is sometimes a Yiddish name. So then we would not be mad if that rive over this rive. They would say Smith is a Yiddish name. So it's not a suffix Mizayif Metechai, it's a Vaday Mizayif Metechai.
Jewish name was worse, something like
that. Yeah, it's closer to
a name that's closer to, yeah.
No,
we're talking, the name is Rubai Yakum. The name sounds like it's Rubai Yakum. But if it's better than Rubai, Rubai Yakum could be 70% Akum, could be 85% Akum, could be 95% Akum. So there's 95% takum like Lucas Velus, so then we assume that the Masada Aged would not make a mistake. He would have certainly made sure that it's a Yid. But if it's only a 75% name Smith, a 75% Goyish name, so then we say that that Rive is stronger than the other Rive, and we say that it we assume that it is a Mizuif Mitoich. Frag the Gemara Akashe Eisvei. Then there are more pshat. Taisus has pshatim. The Rashba has a lot of pshatim. He alludes to a lot of pshatim. He doesn't quote all of the pshatim. Vegma kasha esve. There is a tasefta that has something to say about this. Gitna b'aymim dinas ayam. This is not the same case. That's what Rashi points out. That's going to be crucial in the answer. This is not the same case. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. And the get is not b'aymim dinas ayam, Rashi says, the top line. The loikom b'aymim dinas ayam. The top line in Rashi on the dab. We're not talking... The original Shaila was not that the get was Bom Dina Sayyam. But the Gemara thought, maybe it should be the same. Eisvei, Frek the Gemara, Akashe. The Tesefta speaks about the Shaila, Gitam Bom Dina Sayyam. The Eidim Chasim Aleihem. And you have signatures, you don't know who they are. Afal Pishesh Masayim Kishmoisa Avdei Kechavim. Even though the names are real Goyish names, Ksherim. Why? Because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. All the Jews in America, all the Jews have Goyish names. Norman Lamb. There's someone hacking Rabbi Lamb for the last 25 years. He should call himself Nochum Lamb. Shouldn't call himself Norman. He said he'll pay for the stationery and he'll pay for the... Louis Bernstein. They were pleading with him he should change his name. Louis. The Gemara says Louis is the Goyish name. Lucas for Louis. All the guys. So the Gemara says that's it. Yisrael Shebuchutzlo has to have Goyish names. Now the Tesefta says, the Tanoim says, Rabbi Yisrael Shebuchutzlars, Shmasem Kishmos Avdei Kechavim. So what do you see? What do you see? It's always Lahakil. It's always Lahakil. How come Rabbi Yechanan said, sometimes Lahakil, sometimes Lahachmir? Rabbi Yechanan said, if it's such a name that's 95% Goyish, then it's Lahakil. Because then you, not because... Not because sure. It's Sheamus Mechokim. No. Then you assume the Masada Aged nobody was doing. But if it's only 75%, 85% the Goyish name, then Rabbi Yechon would say it's no good. Here the Brisa doesn't make any distinction. Brisa says, Aged that comes from Chutzal, the Goyish names, you falozach that it's a kosher Aged. You always, in other words, you rely on the Masada Aged.
Then
you check it out, that they eat. So Freg Ding Mara, that doesn't stim. With Rabbi Yechanan's Pesach, and for the Gemara, nay, Rabbi Yechanan is talking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, Jews have Jewish names. In Chutz Laretz, Hashem Zag Nemar, Kiritani Time, it says why, Mechnei Shei, Rabbi Yisrael Shei B'Chutz Laretz, Shmaseim Tishma Asav Dikachom. That's why you always have a right to falozach on the roiv of the Mesadar Aged, knowing what he's doing, to assume that it's not a Mizuif Mitoicha. He didn't have any Goyish's signatures on it. The sugi before, you see, the sugi before is talking, you know that the Goyish is signature, no doubt about it. And the Rashba quotes the Rashbam that our Gemara is not. Our Gemara is talking, we don't know who the people are assigned. We're trying to guess, are the Yid or the Goy? Not is it Sheamus Mefakman, not. No. We don't know whether the one who signed was a Yid or a Goy. So if you have a Sofek, Mizuyif Mitocha should be Lekula, because Mizuyif Mitocha is only the Rabbana, for sake of the Rabbana Lekula. But this is not a suffix, Hashokel, he have a roiv, and maybe a roiv fakert. So what do you do? So that's what the Gemara worked out. Which way does the roiv go? If it's from Chutzla, if the get originated in Chutzla, so the roiv is always that the Masada Aged knew what he was doing, because they all have Goyish names. It doesn't mean a thing. And if the get originated in Eretz Yisrael, so sometimes yeah, and sometimes not. Depends.
Mark, on top of the page, how did that get wind up in Bezdin anyway? Why did Bezdin get their hands on that get? This is
possible to
the woman. Why did Bezdin
get the get? Yeah. The shliach, or the husband, wanted to give the get in the presence of the rabbanim to make sure that it's done properly. So they looked at the get and they were wondering, are we
Does
allowed?
Does it have to be given to the Bezdin, or can he give it to the woman? Does Bezdin have to get involved in the whole procedure of handing over a get?
The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra quotes in the name of the Or Zeruah that you're supposed to give the get in the presence of the Bezdin. The Or Zeruah writes like this, supposed to give. The Rishayim say that there is no such thing. That the Gemara in Baba Basra has a Beferish Eloshin. How to call the Megarish Bebeidina Megarish. Everybody divorces his wife, divorces in the presence of a Bezdin. So the Gemara said Beferish, that's not so. So how does the Yozeru say against the Gemara? The Ramah has a Chumr. It's against the Gemara. You have to be Mesader Aged in the presence of a Bezdin. So we mentioned the Vilna Goyen, Faremfiz Dikasha, by quoting by quoting the Rashi, where was it here? On Hey Amid Beis, the last five lines from the bottom. The Gemara says somebody wanted to send a get to Chutzlah, so they went to Rav Ache, who was Memuna Agite. He was the expert, he was the Mesara Haget. What is that institution having a Mesara Haget? So Rashi writes, what is Memuna Agite? Why do they have one specific person? Go to your local Orthodox rabbi, the rabbi in the shul, the Mesara Haget, Zaktanei. You need, and says it's an Ebenezer, you need a special Smicha to be permitted to be Mesara Haget. The Kaimalon, Kiddushin Davov, Kosheni Deb, Kiddushin Lahi Laisi Gimraim. Therefore, there used to be Memana Gaber, a rabbi, a specialist, an expert, Lo Ruye Hechenev, they had an expert to do the Siddur Gittin. So the Bir Agra says like this, in the original generations, in the original times, there was no such halacha. Misheni David Kivdin Kiddushin Lo Yehei Leisim Ram. There was a Takana Samarim, Rafuna or somebody, in Kiddushin Davov. So that's why the Gemara says, ought to call the Megarish, Beidina Megarish, everybody who gets divorced, divorced in front of Bezin, no, there's no need. You have to have 280 Mesirin, so you have religious people watching when you give up. You won't have to have Tamina Chachamim Rabbanim. But then, in the Tkufa Samaroim, they instituted this Takana, Kol Sheini Debetiv Gitin Lo Yehei Lo Yisik Yemayim. They made a Takana, you need a Mamun and Gitin. That was when they made the Takana. So from that time on, you require a Bezin. That's how the Biragro and Ebenezer is Miyashiv that Ramor. How can the Ramor quote in those roots? Against the Gemara. So he says, no, it changed. It didn't change. Between the earlier, right, in the days of the Gemara. That's the Chumash Ramah. You should not give a get at night. Because there's no Kviyas Bezin Balayla. You can never constitute a Bezin Balayla. Right. The Lechatchila, you should not give a get Balayla. And Lechatchila, the one is Mesara the get, should not be a relative neither of the husband nor of the wife. Because, right, because we treat the Mesara a get as if he's a Bezin. And the Bezin is not supposed to be a Korev. To any of the Bali Dinim, any of the people involved. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara again. So the Gemara had the Shaila, Rishlokish Es Rabbi Yechon Rishaila, and he gave him a Psak, and the Gemara is, but it's against the Tesefta. The Gemara explains two different things. The Tesefta is going when the get came from Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Yechon is talking when the get originated in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, just a historical note. The Ika di Amri, in another version, has it that they weren't two different Shailas. The question that Rish Lakish this Rabbi Yechon was exactly that Shaila from the Tosefta. He didn't know, he wasn't aware of the Tosefta. Rish Lakish never heard of it. So he said, what's the din if a get comes from Chutz Laaretz with names on the get, and sounds like Goyish names, should you assume that the Taka Goyim and its Mizuif Mitoichoi and its Pasul, do you have the right to assume the right can I get right that it's...
No,
but let's say the husband. Let's say the husband will bring the get. The husband will bring the get in person, so he does not say before an echta. But the woman got divorced in America, and she has the get in her hand, and she comes to Eretz Yisrael with the get. So it's not a shad before an echta. She comes with a get that has goy shechsimis. So do we have to be concerned that then maybe it's mizuyf mitoch? Yeah.
She wants to bring it to the show that I'm.
Right. So that's the other version. The Ika Diyamri is not a difference in halacha, just history. Ki masnita boy minay, the Shaila Rish Lakish has Rabbi Yechon was, yes, and what's the din if a get comes from Chutz Lord? Well, Pasha Leib masnita, he told him over the Tosef. That's a machlokes Rishonim, how we paskin. I think most of the Rishonim paskin like the Tanakhama against Reb Shimon. Because the Yochid v'Rab Malachi k'Rabim, and they interpret this Gemara in such a way that it doesn't say. Not that Lucas of Lucas is the same as the Seamus Mefokim. That this Gemara Namid Beis has nothing to do with the Gemara Namid Al. So then Gans in a different word. I think that's how the majority opinion that we pass from like the Tanakhama. That we don't accept the word of Seamus Mefokim. Yeah, it's in the Mishnah. Well, the Tanakhama is Reb Shimon Aliyah. The only thing is his name doesn't appear. You never know which the Kesem Mishnah says. There are three different Reb Shimon Aliyah, so you can have all the kashas on the Ram. Why the Ram passing is against Reb Shimon Aliyah in Mishnah? Because Mishnah says that's the other Reb Shimon Aliyah. There were three Reb Gamliels and there were three Reb Shimon Gamliels. So you can never tell which Reb Shimon Gamliel. You can tell, you know, if you know history. If he's talking to, here he's talking to Reb Shimon. Yeah. I don't know history. The Kesem Mishnah knew history, so he says, oh, you can tell which one he's talking to, which generation he was, which Reb Shimon Gamliel. Anyway, I think most of the Rishonim do paskin like against Reb Shimon, like the Chachamim. That even Shemus Mufakim is also Mizrit Mitoch is no good. The next sugi is a real. The Mishnah is not there. Yud Aleph and Beis, we know the Mishnah, but the next Shtikal Gemara is going to be a bit complicated. Okay, we'll save it for next week.
Yeah.
When is Chanukah? 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe the Tuesday night before Chanukah. The Chumash tells us that Rachel died on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, and she was buried there. Thomas Rachel Batikovi Bederach Afrosa he Beis Lochem. What do you mean? On the way back to Eretz Yisrael, where she was buried in Chutz Loretz. Kever Rachel. Kever Rachel is in Eretz Yisrael. Kever Rachel is in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi writes that Kever Rachel is in Chutz Loretz. That's what all the Mefarshim and Rashi don't understand. What are you talking? Kever Rachel is in Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of Parshas, beginning of Parshas Vayichi, it says that Yaakov Avinu was an old man and he felt he's going to die. So he asks Yosef to come and promise that he should bury him in Moris HaMachpelah. And even though when your mother died, I didn't have the decency to bury her to Eretz Yisrael, even though it was hardly anything. And Rashi says, and I know that you have tainis, tarumis against me. And I didn't matriach myself to bring your mother into Eretz Yisrael. The Yodaiti, I know that you have tainus against me. You should know that it was Apia Dibur, that he had been avua that he should bury her there. Why? So that when the Yidden will go into Golos, should be Rachel Mavakal Baneha. They went into Golos, it's right on the highway. Kever Rachel is right on the highway, that's where Rashi said. There are those who claim that the Kever Rachel over there is not really Kever Rachel, but wherever Kever Rachel is, it's supposed to be on the highway. She was buried on the highway, either there or somewhere else. So that's what Rashi says, she was buried on the highway so that in later generations, at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, when the Jews were going to the Golos Bavel, they were passing by Kever Rachel and Rachel was crying and her prayers were going to be answered. So first of all, the Mefarshim asked Kan Rashi, what do you mean Kever Rachel is in Chutz Loretz? It's not. Mamish in Eretz Yisrael. How is Kever Rachel in Chutz Loretz? So the Chasam Sefer has in a Sefer on Chumash based on a Ramban on Chumash, it means in the days of the Ovis that was considered Chutz Loretz. The only part of Eretz Yisrael belonged to us, belonged to Muchzakas in Abbasin the Mesa Avram Avinu. When the Rabban Shalom told Avram Avinu, Kum Hisal Baretz Laokal Rachbuk Ilchot Neno, Eretz Yisrael was nicknet to Avram Avinu. That's how the Gemara says it wasn't just a promise. I'll give you in the future. No, Avraham Avinu was Kaina at that time. But it didn't have the Kedusha Saaretz until Yeshua Ben Nun made the Kibush Bechilu. After the 14 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael and dividing it, so then it belonged, then not only did it belong to Eretz Yisrael from before, but Eretz Yisrael from before, he endowed it with Kedusha Saaretz. And nothing in Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha Saaretz in the days of the Yavis. It was only Muchzakas, he was indeed Imamnus, there was no Kedusha Saaretz. So the Chasam Sefer suggests that maybe only those sections that they had purchased already. Boris HaMachpelah was purchased by Yaakov Avinu, but Boris was purchased by Avraham Avinu. Those areas that they had bought in Shechem, Yaakov Avinu bought it, so whatever they bought, that had a Kedushas Haaretz, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael it wasn't Chutz Loretz, it was Eretz Yisrael, but it didn't have a Kedushas Haaretz yet, till the days of Yeshua Ben Nun.
How could Yaakov bury Rachel in land that didn't belong to him?
It's a good tikash. I don't know. Usually we do insist on burying that the karka should belong to the family, that they shouldn't take the body up. So that's perhaps what Rashi quotes from the Medrash. Everything was al pi adibur. Rashi in Baichi says that he buried his wife there, al pi adibur. He didn't take her in Eretz Yisrael. Today people take aroinus from America to Eretz Yisrael. Here he was so close, he could have taken it. He says it was al pi adibur. And what was Alpi Adibur Taka? What was it Alpi Adibur? So he says when the Yidden will go into Golos at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, they'll pass by and Rachel will be crying and she'll be mispalted. So that's why he was so late. So they asked him, so why didn't they wash everybody's hands together and daven together? Well, you have to take three times as long. He could have streamlined it. So he says, no, If they would have all davened together, they would have brought Mashiach. And the Rabban Shalom isn't ready yet to bring Mashiach. That's what Eliyahu Navi said. The Rabban Shalom is not ready yet, so that's why he got instructions. He should have each one davened separately. The Koyach HaTfilah would be so much greater if they would have davened together. So what do you see from that Gemara? That's what I want to say. You see from that Gemara that the Maros HaMachpelah was Nikva as a Mokam Tfilah. That's why people go today to daven by Maros HaMachpelah. That's why people go especially Erev Chodesh. Erev Chodesh, because the Gemara says that that's when the Yovis HaMispal. The Mashiach says it's like an Inyan of Aliyah LeRegel. Aliyah LeRegel is not only on Shalosh HaGolim, it's on Rosh HaKodashim as well. The Mashiach has on that Gemara in Bav Metzin. So that's what Yaakov Avinu told his son Yosef. You may feel bad that your mother was not buried
in the Mukhmat Tfilah.
He wasn't even buried in Moros HaMachpelah, which is a Mukhmat Tfilah. He wasn't even buried in Eretz Yisrael. At the time that they buried her, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. He says, no, that has the same status as it's a Mukhmat Tfilah. It was Al Pia Dibur. The Rabban Shalom told me your mother is going to be mispaveled there. The Kever Rachel was also Nikva, Min HaShamayim, as a Mukhmat Tfilah. We hope Rachel will be mispaveled.